Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 743, Paul, a special chosen preacher, found in Acts 9, 22, and 26.
Saul believed in the law of Moses. Because of his love for the law, he did not like those who followed after Jesus. He tried to do all he could to punish or get rid of them. In Jerusalem, Saul had mistreated many who believed in Jesus. He even put some in prison. Life was so miserable that many left and went to other places to live. Going to the high priest, Saul asked for permission to go to Damascus and look for followers of Jesus. The number followed the Lord was key. Saul took a letter to the rulers in Damascus. They were to help Saul find the followers of Jesus. It did not matter whether they were men or women. He would tie them up and bring them to Jerusalem. Saul and those with him had traveled through towns and villages. It was noon, and they were near Damascus. Suddenly, they stopped. A great light from heaven shined round them. The light was brighter than the sun. Saul fell to the ground. A voice spoke to Saul. It said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" The ones with Saul saw the light, but they did not hear the voice speak to him. Saul was trembling. He thought what he was doing to the people was right. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." Saul wanted to know what the Lord would have him do. He was told to go into the city, and there he would find out what he must do. All the men with Saul were speechless. They heard a voice, but saw no man. Saul got up. He opened his eyes, but he saw no man. The ones with Saul led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. He was blind for 3 days. He did not eat nor drink anything. Ananias was told to look for Saul and lay his hands on him so he would receive his sight. The evil that Saul had done was known by everyone. Ananias knew about it too. The Lord told Ananias that Saul was a chosen vessel for him. Saul was to take the name of Jesus to the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. When Ananias found Saul, he told him what the Lord said. Immediately Saul could see. He was then baptized. Later, Saul's name was changed to Paul.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.